Hello, this
Hello,
is
good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. To begin, can you please tell us what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A master's degree.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Columbus or, like many people, you are not registered?
Yes, I'm registered.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
And can you please tell us what is your race or ethnicity?
White.
Thank you. And as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus, though sometimes things come up that prevent people from voting. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Almost certain.
And do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day?
In person on election day.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means that you are not at all motivated, 5 means you are somewhat motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
8.
Eight, okay. And now I would like to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you have never heard of the people and or groups, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
The first one, Luis Gil. From 0 to 10, how would you rate him?
What's the name again?
Luis Gil.
What do I say if I don't recognize the name?
You don't recognize the name. It's not a problem. And we'll go
okay.
to the next one. Okay. What about Nick Bankston? Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay. Farhan Jetty. From 0 to 10. Don't recognize the name? Okay.
No.
Adrian Hood. Do you recognize the name?
No.
Andrew Ginter?
Five.
Five. Nancy Day Akwar?
No.
Joseph Modil from 0 to 10?
No, I don't recognize the name.
Okay, and the last three. Shannon Harding. Do you recognize the name?
No, I don't recognize the name.
Emmanuel Remy?
I don't recognize the name.
And the Columbus City Council in general, from 0 to 10. How would you rate it?
Five.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 75%. Thank you for your kindness to help us. Next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? The first one, I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing, or I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction. The first one or the second one?
First one.
And if the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Andrew Ginter or Joseph Modell?
Probably Ginter.
And if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Nancy Deyakower or Luis Gil?
I don't know. First one, I guess.
Okay. And if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood? Sorry.
First one.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will be voting for Emmanuel Remy for Columbus City Council? Very, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all?
Not too certain.
Not too certain. And if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
The first one.
Nick Bankston. And how certain are you that you will be voting for Nick Bankston? Very, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all?
Not too certain.
And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your time. This November, sure. There will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. an additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvement that the county auditor estimated will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvement at a collective rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 for of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
Yes to approve.
Okay. And the last big question for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Not very strong.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married. Married.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18, yes or no?
No.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$120,000.
Okay, thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.